It's spoilering time, folks. The show where we take all that information we gather on our other show, Cord Killers, about how to watch things and then watch them and talk about them. This week, we'll talk about The Larry Sanders Show, episodes 10 and 11 of season 5, The Book and Pain Equals Funny. We're going to talk about Disney Gallery, The Mandalorian, episode 1, as well as Star Trek Lower Decks, episode 1. Which one will we continue to watch for next week? However, before we get to that, I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Yeah, and joining us, of course, is Lamar Wilson. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Hey, I'm still here. Thank you. I will never leave you all.
Good. as I understand it, you managed to actually watch Lower Decks.
Yes, because I have a competent CBS All Access account.
Yeah. Okay.
What happened to you?
I used a burner card to get in to watch Picard. And I don't know if it's the card or if it's just the interface or what, but I had a miserable time trying to get back into the CBS All Access ecosystem. And it was so awful that I spent 20 minutes, three separate times. And then at some point I decided, you know what? I don't know what they have for me, but this is my story. My story is I tried to get back in and it was annoying enough that I gave up. There was a point that I started sending videos to Bryce and to Tom of just how, you know, like I can't click on the goddamn thing.
It was befuddling, Lamar. Like the video he sent was he's trying. It's like, would you like to sign up? Would you like to pay? Great. Here's your name. Here's your address. Here's your credit card. And then when you try to click on the credit card, it was grayed out and wouldn't let him type anything.
Yeah.
Really?
So at some point I decided that I was going to decide that Star Wars or Disney Galleries, whatever the show is, about The Mandalorian was winner by default because I couldn't see the other one. Then I watched the show.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that reaction.
So much. Yeah. Hated it so much that I don't even know what Lower Decks is, but I give it my win.
A quick question about your CBS All Access account.
Yeah.
Did you connect your AARP account with it? Because I heard you have to do that for CBS in order for it to work.
No, Lamar, you're confused.
I'm the one with the AARP card. You.
I don't even blame you for talking that way.
Everybody
would like
CBS
to think that I'm fairly savvy when it comes to tech, but
Lamar, I am a paid member of AARP.
Oh, I know. I saw you at the dinner. So yeah, you are an honorary alumnus.
No, I'm not an honorary. I'm in. I have a car.
Wait, are you being serious?
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I thought you were just playing here.
I got it on my 50th birthday this year. It was the best thing ever.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait to get it now.
All right. If you want to hear more about Brian's journey, you got to get After Talk from Patreon, patreon.com/cordkillers. Check that out. Let's talk Star Trek Lower Decks episode 1. Lamar, what'd you think?
Okay. So when I first got into this, it's like, okay, I expected them to start this episode from like, hey, we're going to be joining a ship. And then you're going to see the crew come in with the crates and everything. And no, we're thrown in into a middle of a middle of a season. Like it doesn't seem like the beginning of anything. It just starts as, hey, these people already work here. These people are already friends. And you're sitting on the sidelines, just kind of watching this and trying to figure out who they are. And so I found that dynamic, I guess I would say refreshing, because I didn't have to like, hey, what's Star Trek? And sit there for 10 minutes while they try to, you know, but my only thing I stopped to see was, okay, where is this set? And I think it's after one of the movies. It's a year or so after Star Trek.
Like maybe
Nemesis.
After First Contact or Nemesis. It's after Nemesis.
Yeah. So I was trying to figure where the Cerritos was with that. So, but yeah, by and large, I found it fun. I was laughing a lot through it because again, that it's Star Trek, but it's very Rick and Morty style, again being the same writers or producers. I forget which one it is on that. And it's a lot happening, and I love that they showed the main like the main people, like the captain or so, and like almost a silhouette or window as they're dealing with stuff, like with the zombie part. And I'm sure you'll talk about that too. When they're dealing with the whole zombie part, you're taken down to where they're dealing with their issue. Like you, the camera is still focused on these main characters and these lower decks, but you get a glimpse of what the first officers or primary officers are also dealing with from a distance. You get what I'm saying? You get both perspectives.
I thought it was really interesting
the way they did that.
How they have a typical Star Trek episode happening, you're just not in it all the time. It's happening in the background.
That's it.
For the lower decks, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
No, I found that choice kind of fun. I'm curious if they can keep it up without those background episodes feeling silly. I liked the characters. I found it funnier than I expected based on the trailer. I didn't really have high expectations, and there were some legitimately funny parts. Jury's still out for me though. I wasn't rolling on the floor. There were some very good Star Trek jokes. There was some good characterization, but there were also some moments that felt like a little obvious to me. So I'm definitely in for another episode, but I'm not quite convinced yet.
You know, I guess coming in is with no Star Trek knowledge. I know that there was a guy named Kirk. There's a French guy. They got some guys with some house sighting on their head. That's
you're gonna have to have a talk after the show.
Okay. There's a guy. There's a convention going on, and the guys really got to get to it. So. It was interesting because I could tell that there were definitely moments of like, that's supposed to be a callback. This is supposed to be a call. I mean, not even a subtle callback. They're literally. Do you know Picard? Do you know the William Shatner's character?
Kirk,
you know?
And the one you said you knew.
And so that all is fine. I think that's something that comes out in the wash, especially with multiple episodes. I think the thing that I guess was surprised was we have these four main characters or this cast of four. And I thought that Boimler, who the main guy, I guess if the main two, he seemed very normy. I don't know. It all felt very normy to me. I look at Solar Opposites that Mike McMahon also did with Justin Roiland. And I think like, oh, those characters like feel really different. Whereas this is like kind of traditional sort of characters in a slightly weird concept. So I think I'm grappling with that. All right. I like a lot of the irony humor type stuff. And so I want really offbeat things. And this was kind of down the straight and middle for me. But I thought it was interesting. And they packed a lot of story into that half hour.
One was, I don't remember the black girl's name.
Mariner.
But I found her Mariner. Okay. Thank you, Mariner. Found her extremely annoying. I would hate her as a friend, you know. But they quickly established. First of all, you know, we learned that her mom is the captain, her father's an admiral. So now you get the dynamic possibly spoiled brat or what do you call those Navy brats? So those type of
Navy
of kids.
Brats. But also nepotism thrown in there. Yeah,
absolutely. And she used to be in some kind of command, obviously, and so she's been demoted. So having that kind of experience, though, as you see, you know, the adventure they go on this planet is very helpful to kind of get out of things. So I think her element being there of having, lower decks, but she knows what's really going on up there, so she could tell you how it is. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of dynamic will be important in the show for sure.
I also think this would have been better if I'd never seen Orville. There's some elements of this are like very irreverent within the Star Trek universe, but I kind of felt like the Orville already was irreverent because it's essentially a Star Trek show that just isn't technically in the Star Trek universe.
Hmm.
That's actually really interesting. I didn't put those two together at all. Okay.
The other two characters, Tendi and Rutherford, they seemed fine, right? Tendi is definitely like the audience surrogate here. Like, I'm new, show me around.
Yeah, they were kind of forgettable. Like, I just remembered they existed.
Well, Rutherford was interesting because he has the cybernetic implant that is suppressing his emotions. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a fun device. But then it's not because of that he blows a date. And I'm like, oh, so he's supposed to be the awkward geek, right? Mm-hmm. And I was a little upset about that. Like, oh, so awkward geeks can't act normal around, you know, members of the sex that they're interested in. And then they sort of indicate that he and Ensign Tendi might hit it off. And I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe it's just that she wasn't really right for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't the one.
But even though they, yeah. I don't know, they seemed, it's a weird thing where like they need to figure out the tone of the show. Cause it's like, you know, they're mm-hmm. kind of connecting through this crisis that's happening and they're really not caring about the crisis. They're doing their own thing while it's happening. And it's this one small little thing that is, you know, a deal breaker for Rutherford, where it's like, in normal world, right? Like that's an insanely specific, like frequency matching. Where here, I don't think we're in the show enough yet to feel like we're removed from those big action sequences for that to feel.
And
right.
I think that's why having Ensign Tendi agree with him made me feel better about it. Cause I'm like, oh, so really the girl not caring about the level two diagnostic is the weird situation.
That's supposed to be a weird thing.
I'm interested to see if this is going to be a, like, how are they going to run with this story? Is it going to be an episode of the week type of thing, or are they going to run with the continual story of things happening? Because it, you know, it's shorter. Obviously, it's 30 minutes versus a typical 42-minute episode of without commercials.
And there's only 10 episodes in the season too.
Oh, interesting. So, IMDb lists 22 episodes. Maybe there's already a second season ordered.
I think IMDb is counting season two because they have listings for all those episodes as well.
Gotcha. But I ended up liking this more, and I was less lost than I was worried I would be.
So. Yeah. That's how I feel. That's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah.
What do you feel, Brian? Having heard all of that.
Yeah. Now, Brian, I'm curious.
I feel like we have a champion right now because I did watch the Disney Gallery : The Mandalorian episode 101.
Yeah. Thank you, Lamar, for joining us. Sorry.
Oh, right. Lamar, I forgot you're not sticking around. Thank you again for joining us. And remind folks where they can watch your stuff, not just on YouTube, but also your new Instagram stuff.
Yeah. Instagram.com/Lamar Wilson. I'm doing a new series there that's reacting to different products, whether they're expensive or silly, like a $300 toaster that I react to. Really short episodes. I'm trying it out on Instagram, then throwing it on YouTube later. So, check me out in both places. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thanks, Lamar.
Love you.
Take care.